Well, they survive. It was never in doubt, really, was it? Of course it was. They were done, dusted then. Sean Abbott came out with the bat blazing, and the Sixers have made their way through to the semi-finals. They're going to take on the Brisbane Heat. That's Wednesday up there at the Gabba at 7:40. Glad to say Nathan Lyon joins us from the Sixers. G'day, Nathan.
Morning, gents.
Plenty of excitement.
Yeah, certainly was. Certainly was. A few nerve-wracking bowlers padded up, but no, all good.
Were you next in, Nathan?
No. Oh, yeah. When there was only one run to go, so I was still a little bit nervous, but all good.
You would have pulled out the sweep shot, swept one away for four there, and away we went.
That's the only shot I got, Stu. So
Hey, Nathan, it was a fair turnaround from the week before where you just, you know, everyone couldn't get out of their own shadow against the Thunder at the SCG.
We didn't start the best with the ball, to be really honest, in the game down at the end. I thought we were able to pull it back pretty well and to restrict them to 150-odd. And I think they were only 5 for 28 or something off, or 7 for 28 off the last long overs, which is pretty crucial after a T20 game.
Do you just make the decision that, look, those first six overs, no matter who's bowling, they're going to be hard. And, you know, when you're playing against the likes of McCullum or Peterson or whoever it may be, you just got to accept they're going to play good shots, they're going to hit balls, and that's just life. And you can really, if you bowl well in that little middle period between 6 and 12 overs, you can almost peg them back and really change the momentum.
Yeah, that's the way you've got to look at it. With the middle overs, I think the middle overs are the most crucial overs. As you said, if you can pull guys back and try and stop the momentum when there is only, it's hard when there's only two guys out. These guys can hit the ball 360 degrees of the ground. So it's about being able to bowl in partnerships with the other guy at the other end and understand who's on strike and who don't we want to bowl to, and trying to figure out the best way to get them off strike.
Nathan, do you always feel as a bowler you're on a hiding to nothing at the Big Bash?
No, I like it. I think it's a good challenge for us. I'm one for trying to challenge myself every day. So to bowl into the likes of Peterson and McCullum in a couple of days, it's going to be a challenge. They're the best players in the world for a reason, so why not go up and compete hard against them?
Do you expect Chris Lynn to play?
No, I think he's out, isn't he? Well, I hope he is.
He's supposed to be out. He's got the bad neck. But I think the Brisbane Heat want him to play, Nathan, but I'm not too sure. I don't think Cricket Australia shares that view.
Yeah. Well, I think he was last playing for Australia. I think Cricket Australia might have a little bit more say, but I'm not sure. He's those type of guys you want playing in the competition, but not when you're playing against the semi-final.
And what about the old boy? The old boy Haddon. The Asada officials may have come around. Just had a little quick check. What about his diving one-handed catch? Bring him back the glory years.
Yeah, the old boy had it back, but then he missed a similar one like two overs later. But I think the legs were still a little bit heavy for the second one. But no, he's just exceptional to be back playing cricket with.
Yeah, he's going good. Can I talk to you quickly a little bit about the one-day game last night? We saw the Australians. They were pretty dominant. David Warner at the top of the order, Usman Khawaja, Steve Smith and Glenn Maxwell. A fine batting display in Pakistan. Well, Australia, we just had too much for them.
Yeah, definitely. When you look at that top five batting for the one-day side, it's a pretty scary batting line-up to bowl to. So, credit goes to the way the boys went out there and batted. Lucky enough, the bowlers come out and bowl really well in partnerships and got the right result for Australia. So, hats off to the boys.
Nathan, being involved with the Big Bash in the semi-finals is fantastic. Steve O'Keefe is going to go to India as your spinning partner. He's decided, you know, just to concentrate on red ball cricket. How do you break up your training routines between, you know, thinking about T20 cricket, then thinking about that tour of India as well?
I've been looking at footage of all the Indians and stuff already, so it's been pretty interesting playing this Big Bash, but also having India in the back of your mind. So it's an exciting time. It's going to be a big challenge for us, but I'll get over to Dubai in a couple of weeks and have a really good training session there.
So for all our listeners, you go to Dubai in a couple of weeks for a two-week training camp, is that right?
So we're off next Tuesday, the Tuesday week, up to Dubai for about 13 days or so, I think, then from there to India.
Are you playing games over there or just training?
I think we're... Sorry, I've got absolutely no idea.
Yeah, okay. No, that's right. And then I imagine you'll have a couple of games against the Chairman's 11 and the President's 11 and the local, Area 11 or whatever it may be once you get to India before the Test matches.
Yeah, I think we've got a couple of tour games in India.
Yes.
To try and get used to these conditions. We'll just have to train hard and compete hard when we get over there.
Nathan, good luck over there, or good luck up in Brisbane, first of all, for the Sydney Sixers. Hopefully you can get a victory and then a victory over when the final's on. And then good luck when you go over to Dubai and then to India for the Test Series against India.
Thanks for that. I appreciate that.